getting your students to play in tune, aka saving your ears for the future. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Learning how to tune is not a quick skill that's developed overnight or in one class setting. It's a skill that's developed over time. You're never done learning how to be better in tune. It's a journey. Here's some steps that will help you in this journey and that will help your students. Get the instruments close. Talk to the students about starting from there. For example, the school I teach at now, the students have not done much work with tuning. And so we talked about how we got everybody in tune on a concert B-flat one time, and I had to remind the trumpet players and the clarinet players and the flute players, you're going to put your instrument to this spot every day so that you can start at least close to being in tune, and then we're going to make minor adjustments. Well, it's been about 3 weeks now since we started this training, and there are still students who push all the way in, trumpet players who push everything in every time, and I tell them, don't touch that, don't touch that. We got it close. Now you got to just stick with that. So it's a training thing to get them just even close. Give them an extreme out-of-tune example. For example, I will have one flute player pull way out and one flute player play normally. And then let them hear that. And then they can hear the waves. Most of them can hear the waves when they're that out of tune. The training happens with being able to hear smaller levels of out-of-tuneness. I also like to explain that for some reason our ears hear flat better. So I tell them, when in doubt, pull out. When in doubt, pull out. So even me as a professional musician and being in this field for the number of years I've been in it, 35 years or so, I still mess up and sometimes tell students the wrong way. So when in doubt, pull out. You might have a drone playing for band in a concert with a concert B flat pitch. For orchestra, I like to have a drone that changes pitch about every 30 seconds, and we cycle through A, D, G, C, and E. And then that kind of gives them gets into their ear what the sound is supposed to sound like. Preach, preach, and preach to them. Remind them that tuning is just one note. Intonation constantly changes. I like to think of it this way. If I feel like I am in tune, or if I know I'm in tune, I'm probably not. Even when I play with professional musicians, I feel like I'm always making minor adjustments, pushing in a little bit, pulling out a little bit, adjusting different notes. When I'm playing with the bass player, it might sound one way. When with the guitar player, I might have to make a slight other adjustment. As soon as I feel like I'm in tune, I probably am not in tune. So preach this to them, that it's not just a moment in time. It's not the 1 minute we spend tuning. It's a process throughout our lifetime as musicians. The interesting thing is that if you have good balance and you have good tone, this is going to fix 2/3 of your intonation problems. So really focus on getting students to play with good air, with good support, and that will help eliminate a lot of the problems. Not all of them, but it will help them eliminate a lot of problems. Have them write the tendencies in their music. I like to have them put like arrows pointing down to lip down, or an arrow pointing up if they need to lip up for notes that are way out of tune. I might have a student remind themselves about the tuning slide for the D on trumpets. In fact, I really enforce that. And if I've taught them about that and we have it in the music somewhere, I'll leave myself a sticky note to check that. And if we get to that spot and they don't do it, we go back and I remind them again and we play that spot again. And if they don't do it, we go back and replay that spot. So really enforce that D slide on the trumpets or any other tuning that you feel is really out, or balance, or blend for that matter. There are times when students have different things that you talk about, the balance and balancing a chord, and then you get to that spot in the song again, and the flutes have a high D, and they're all playing triple F when it's supposed to be piano, then stop it and demand that they do that right. Something else that can be effective is to have a tone played like a drone, and then have them hum that, and then play that, and then adjust. This is a little bit more advanced for them to be able to hear it, but as they get the sound in their ear, they're going to become more advanced. One of my favorite things that I do every day with my intermediate and advanced bands and orchestras is to have them play what are called function chorales. And I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes. Function chorales are chorales written by number. So instead of having the chorale written out, it's all written by number and rhythm. So you can play in any 12 keys. And there's about 23 of these. You can use them with orchestra, band, choir. And once you purchase them, you own it as a PDF, and you just print off however many copies that you need. But these have been a great tool that I use every single day in practice. I hope that these tips have helped you. If you are looking for some professional development to come to your school, I would love to talk to someone about the possibility of doing that. Just have them contact me and find out what my schedule is.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.